Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here, and this looks significant. Lunar soil, Sierra Space, and oxygen. How do they go together, Bob?
Sierra Space has just completed tests of a system for extracting oxygen from the lunar soil. The lunar soil is about 40% made up of oxygen atoms in molecules. And this has been known before. I reported this about a month or so ago. The Chinese themselves have tested a system for doing the exact same thing. I think the Sierra Space test is a little bit more advanced. It did this test where it actually grabbed simulated lunar soil, which is very abrasive and jagged and difficult to work with. It was able to actually grab simulated soil, put it into the system, heat it to 1800 degrees Celsius, which is really hot, and melt a lot of things, and extract the oxygen from it. And this is important for future bases on the moon, John, because they will need oxygen for a lot of reasons, and it's now potentially very easily accessible with processing that can be brought there.
This is it, quite separate from the water talk on the moon, right? Very different.
Yeah, you know, totally different. Yeah, it has to do with the ground itself having oxygen within it in the molecules.
All right. Near-Earth or object, NEOs, also concerned about perilous near-Earth objects. What have you got, Bob?
Yeah, there was an asteroid that was just recently discovered just before it was going to do a flyby of the Earth from about 600,000 miles away, and they immediately aimed radar equipment at it to get radar images, and I posted those images up. They were able to observe its rotation over a 10-hour period, and the images are very cool. It is a contact binary. Another one is found, once again proving that a lot of these are contact binaries. This is an asteroid that has the potential to hit the Earth, but this new data says not for the foreseeable future. We don't have to worry about it. And so that's the situation. These things keep getting found, which is good, and you track them for as much long as you can to try to make the orbit as precise as possible so that when the time comes, you can protect yourself from dangerous asteroids when they arrive.
Foreseeable future. You're talking centuries here, Bob?
Foreseeable. In other words, there's no evidence this is going to hit the Earth in any calculations. Chaos gets involved, so later on down the road, it might eventually change
right.
The orbit. We can't predict, though.
To the web, more discoveries at a galaxy that Hubble has already examined, but these are different examinations. Remind us.
Yeah, this is the whole point of real astronomy. You've got to look at things at multiple wavelengths. Hubble looks at it in optical and some infrared and some infrared and some ultraviolet. They used a web to look at it in the infrared that you can't do with Hubble. I put both images up on Behind the Black to compare, and you can see that they tell you very different things about this merging these two merging galaxies, about their nuclei. One is a supermassive black hole, the other one does not, and that's what Webb makes very clear. It's quite interesting, John.
Bob, is there an update on fixing Hubble? We talked about it last time.
No updates, John, none at all.
Why that's of concern is that there's somebody who wants to fix Hubble if they can figure it out. Phobos, the moon of Mars. What's it up to?
This is a great picture from Curiosity. It was taken on a day when Phobos was setting, it was rising near the horizon at Gale Crater, and the Earth was setting at the same time, and they're very close to each other in the sky, and so they got the first picture of two different objects in space from another planet, and I've got it up on Behind the Black. It's very cool. You can see both there. The crescent of Phobos, which is, you can see its face on from Mars, but you can see the dot of the Earth right next to it.
So cool. The little one is the Earth.
Oh, yeah, little ones. Yeah, the Earth is kind of like Venus is to us. It's on the inner side. It's never a full moon, never full. It's always gibbous or waning or crescent, but it's small. It's going to be like a star until you get a telescope on it.
All right, Bob's looking down on geology on Mars, and he calls this what the heck geology is. What am I looking at?
Yeah, I get these images periodically that I post from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that when you first look at them, you just can't figure out what you're looking at. And even when you can figure it out, you don't know what the geology really, how it was formed. And that's what this is, John. It's quite amazing. It has to do with mesas with eroding gullies down the side and changes over time.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.